diabetes self-management is really giving people the skills to manage their own diabetes.
Does that mean that you cut the doctor out of the loop, or that you're taking actual steps on your own?
Actually, what we're doing is helping people work better with their doctor and have the knowledge so they can ask the right questions when they go to the doctor.
How important is the concept of self-management to your overall approach to living with diabetes?
Diabetes self-management is key to living healthfully with diabetes. Think about how much time you spend with a doctor or health professional over a year. And I'm talking actual one-on-one with a doctor, not waiting room time. Think of that number. And now what if I told you in an entire year there are 8,760 hours? So really, who has to manage your diabetes?
So you're really saying that the onus is on the person that's suffering from the disease to start taking a proactive approach.
It certainly is. And I don't want to say the word suffering, because nobody with diabetes needs to be suffering. They can learn to live a very healthy, active life.
One of the things you're providing people who attend the program this weekend is a diabetes toolkit. Tell me about that and how the treatment of diabetes is changing.
What we do in our toolkit is we go over pretty much seven different things in our class: an overview, what is diabetes, how to cope with diabetes, what are the correct medications, how to monitor. We have so many people that come in who never test their blood sugar, healthy eating, we don't use the word diet, and then exercising, because exercising is also very key to managing diabetes.
I've spoken to people who are ultimately able to get off medication through healthy eating and exercise. Are most people able to do that, or is that a smaller subset?
It really much depends on the individual person. And there's two types of diabetes. With type 1 diabetes, the person will always be on insulin. Type 2 diabetes, which used to be called adult onset diabetes, is what we're seeing really more of happening. And many of these people with diet and exercise can possibly get off of medications.
Is this disease growing in numbers, or are we diagnosing it better and having better awareness?
Awareness is increasing, but so are the numbers. And right now in Kentucky, one out of seven people have prediabetes, which means their numbers are not where somebody with diabetes would be. But if they don't now make changes, they will end up with diabetes. And in the state of Kentucky, one in 10 people have a diagnosis of diabetes. It is growing, and we believe by 2050, the numbers are going to double.
One of the most important parts of the treatment is to find a support group. Why is that so important?
A support group is great because, first of all, they're free. They're an opportunity to meet with other people that have diabetes, living with it. And you often can learn more from the people coming to the class than even the speakers. But the Northern Kentucky Health Department offers support groups in Campbell County, Kenton County, and Boone County on a monthly basis, where we do bring in speakers.
And that also allows people to just exchange their own ideas and feelings.
Yes, and often as the kind of the person leading the group, I often learn quite a bit from the people attending, because who knows better how to manage their diabetes than people living with diabetes.
You can find out how to get more information about free diabetes classes and support groups through the Northern Kentucky Health Department on our website at WNKU.org under Regional News. Julie Shapiro, thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.